Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing here in just a moment. And I was sitting here thinking maybe they someone that's not been able to go to church, and this has maybe become your church. We just want to thank you for tuning in today. And we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to your heart. And this is the Edwards family singing When I Get Home.
Any day to heaven's shore, I'll find sweet rest beyond the gate forevermore. Yes, I'll reach home, oh praise the Lord, some sweet day.
Amen. That's the Edwards family, When I Get Home. Amen. I appreciate that good number. And we have got right now Brother Tim Henderson. He is an evangelist, and he was filling in for me when I was sick. And so I know that you're going to enjoy this. He's speaking about when Jesus was baptized. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen to the message today.
Matthew chapter number 3. In those, we'll start our reading verse number 13. It said, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." I want to remind you, that's what Christ Jesus did. He did fulfill all righteousness. He was the perfect, flawless, righteous Lamb of God. So look at this. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now, this is a very familiar passage of Scripture. This is the story of our Lord Savior being baptized. And we find that from the book of Malachi till the angel Gabriel come to Zacharias and Elizabeth, we find that there was 400 years of silence. 400 years without a word from heaven. 400 years without Scripture being fulfilled. 400 years without a preacher. 400 years without a message from God. And now we see that Scripture is being fulfilled once again. As you realize that when John stepped out of the wilderness and was preaching that Christ was coming, and that Isaiah prophesied that there'll be one coming out of the wilderness preparing the way of the Lord. And so when John started preaching, those that knew the Bible, knew the Old Testament, so to speak, they knew that God was working again. That Scripture was now being fulfilled. That the Messiah was on his way. And so we see in our text, we see that the Trinity was revealed here. We find that God the Son was in the water. The Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. And then God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And John scratched his head and said, "Well, I'm going to add something to this. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." And so right here, God has revealed his Son to the Jews. And can I tell you, he let everybody know that this is him. This is the one that the prophets was preaching about. This is the one that all through the Old Testament, I gave you pictures that point towards him. This is the Messiah. But one thing about the Gospels that you don't realize, I'm going to give you a peculiar thought this morning, is that there's four writers of the Gospels. And some writers will write about some stories. And some writers of the Gospels will write about other stories. Very rarely does the writers of the Gospels all write about the same story. But what's very rare is when they do write about the same story, they never, ever give the same exact descriptions and same exact details. But the only time in all where all four Gospels, all four writers describe something the same exact way was here in our text. Look with me. Look with me here in verse number 16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. All four writers wanted to let us know. God inspired all four of those men to let us know that the Spirit of God was likened into a dove. I want to preach on for a few minutes this morning on the Spirit of God likened into a dove. And can I tell you something? I still believe we need to preach about the Spirit of God. Y'all going to help me this morning? Can I tell you, being Spirit-filled is not a Church of God thing. It's not a Pentecostal thing. It's a Bible thing. We need to, Galatians 5 tell us to walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need some Spirit-filled churches in these days. We need some Spirit-filled people. We need some Spirit-led people. What are you saying? We're not going to be Spirit-filled till we're Scripture-filled. Hello. I want to examine the Spirit of the Lord, and I thought to myself, if all four of these writers wanted to let us know, and God wanted to let us know four times that the Spirit of God was likened into a dove, what is he saying? So I began to study this out topically. And when you study, I normally preach expository, but when you get a topic in the Bible, they told us in Bible college that you go back to the principle first mentioned. And where that first mention is, that it carries out the same principle all through the Bible. So you remember the first mention of a dove being sent out. That's when Noah sent out the raven, and he sent out the dove. And that's a picture of our two natures. The raven, it likes carnal things. It likes fleshly things. It likes dead things. Don't you have a nature like that? Are y'all going to help me? But the dove craves that which is living, that which is life. And you find that he sent out the dove, and the dove brought him back an olive branch to let him know that there was life somewhere, that there was a tree, and that there was fruit, and henceforth that life meant for Noah, that there was hope. And what happened that day when the dove descended on Christ Jesus? It let everybody know that he is the way to eternal life. That he is the way you can have life and have it more abundantly. That Christ is the key to true everlasting life. Ain't you glad that the dove one day confirmed in your heart, the Spirit of God confirmed in your heart, if you're saved, that Christ was the way to eternal life. Amen. But you find something odd all throughout the Bible. When you find all through the book of Psalms that when a lot of times the psalmist will compare himself to a certain species of bird. That's the truth. All through the Bible, birds are used as example. And I preached on every one of them. But it's so spirit-likened unto a dove. Oftentimes, creation will point towards the Creator. I began to study out some different doves. And I studied out a rock dove. And so this rock dove, and what you do is, if you take it out of its environment, and you put a tracker on it, you take it hours away from its environment, you put a tracker on that bird, and you begin to follow that bird, it will lead you to four things. The first thing it will lead you to, I'm preaching on the Spirit of God, the first thing it will lead you to is its tree. And when December 23rd, 2007, the first thing the Spirit of God ever led me to was the cross of Calvary. That was the first trip the Spirit of God took me to. Ain't you glad one day when the Spirit of God come to you, reveal to you your lost condition, but he didn't leave you there? I'm thankful the Spirit of God didn't lead me to a magazine, an article, didn't lead me to a man's opinion, didn't lead me to a website. The Spirit of God took me to the tree. I just celebrated 15 years. I'm so thankful that dove is still leading sinners to the tree. I'm so thankful for that. But something else about that dove, after you follow it to the tree, it will lead you to its food supply. And I want to say this, ever since I got saved, I have been able to understand this holy book. The Spirit of God bears witness with the Word of God. Well, you're saying, preacher, I have had an appetite. You hear me? But ever since I got saved, the Spirit of God every day has led me to the food. Led me to the exact food I need for every exact specific day. I want to tell you something today. A lot of people say, I want the Lord to lead me. I want the Lord to lead me. I found out something. He ain't going to lead you till you let him feed you. Hello. So many times in our life that we fail to remember that once we get saved, this is our primary source of growing. I'm glad he could have just stopped at leading me to the cross and just stopped, and he would have still been God. He would have still been holy. But every single day, he leads me to the water. He leads me to the bread. Anybody thankful for the food source today?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.